The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vieren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Evening, everyone. So awesome that you guys are with us tonight again. This mic is like right in my face. Anyway, as Trevor, just before I start with my message, I just want to mention, as Trevor was talking about the tithing, and for those of you who don't know, every Thursday night we do tithing classes, and it sounds very strange. Who does tithing classes? We do, because we do everything different. And the tithing classes are so much fun because we spend time together reading scripture. We're actually following the blessing from Genesis through to Revelations. We are still in the Old Testament, if I remember correctly. But anyway, so we're actually following the blessing, and we're following the Lord, moving the blessing on from one person to the other. And obviously, ultimately, it ends up on us, which we are blessed. And that's the whole point. We're just trying to get you to understand that you're already blessed. So we have fun reading scriptures and chatting and asking questions. It's a WhatsApp conference call, so you don't have to worry. You're not going to be visible. And one or two people obviously join, and they are busy, so they can't really participate, so their mics are off, which you are welcome to do as long as you are going to sit and pay attention to the scriptures and things like that, because this is to benefit you. So I just wanted to mention that because it has really blessed us in the tithing class. I call it an identity class, knowing who you are. Anyway, so I wasn't actually going to take my jacket off, but it is quite hot. So tonight I'm just gonna... Okay, so grateful for that. Tonight I'm gonna do something a little bit different, and my topic for tonight is called Right Choices. I actually love this topic because the simplicity in it is amazing, because there's so much stuff that we doing and saying that we don't realize is quite clear when we are in the flesh and when we are in the spirit. That's actually what I want to speak about tonight, is realizing when we are operating in the flesh and when we are operating in the spirit. And that is where the right choices comes from. Because we are born with a knowledge of knowing inside ourselves. It's ingrained in us to know what is right and what is wrong. Everybody has it. So everybody can walk in it. Not everybody does. Because
walking sometimes in the flesh feels good in that moment. And that's actually what I want to focus on as well tonight, is just making you see that sometimes making the right choice may not pay off immediately, like the walking in the flesh part, because the flesh is only going to satisfy you immediately. But that's going to pass. But walking in the spirit, and this sounds very super spiritual, but I'm going to show you in everyday life where we are falling short in this. So before I do that, I want to read you a couple of scriptures. I actually have quite a few, so just bear with me. There's a reason why I'm doing this. I'm not laying a foundation. I'm digging a hole for the foundation. So if you've got your notepad and your pen and your Bible, then you don't need to follow along if you don't want to. I'm going to be reading quite a few, but you can... My goodness, where did this munchkin go? Sorry, guys. My mic decided it's going to hide away. Anyway, it's terrible that this is all caught on camera and you can't hide it. Trust me to do this. Anyway, so notepad and pens. You can follow if you want to. I'm going to read them quite quickly because I don't want to spend too much time on them, but you're going to hopefully notice where I'm going with this. So they're not in any specific order, so just move along with me. Your first one is going to be Romans 12:2. You can read from whichever translation you feel comfortable with that speaks to you. These are kind of like mixed around, so I'm not going to give you a translation to focus on. Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Okay, first scripture. Second scripture, and this is why I'm going to say just write down the scriptures. You don't have to follow along because it's going to jump around. Proverbs 3:6. Actually, yeah, okay. "In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." So I would read from verse 5 and 6. Sorry, I don't have verse 5 here and my phone is far away. Proverbs 4:26. "Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure." Proverbs 3:5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." And then go to verse 6. "And in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." And then Jeremiah 6:16. "Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it." So I'll read some more. I just want to just cover some stuff here quickly. So topic, right choices. Every single day, from the moment that you wake up, literally open up your eyes, to the moment you go to sleep, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of opportunities where you have to make a decision between right and wrong. Simple things. I was telling a girl this morning, when you wake up, the first thing they tell you to do is drink a glass of water. What do most of us do? Drink a coffee. It's not the wisdom of God. It's flesh. Your flesh wants the coffee, so you take the coffee. But the spirit will tell you water is better for you. But who wants to drink water at 6 a.m? So this is why I'm going on these little natural things, so that you can see
The flesh is grab your phone when you wake up in the morning and let's scroll. The spirit is, it's time to spend with my dad. I'm going to get into word. I'm going to have some quiet time with him. Grab your stuff, go sit at a table with your Bible, notepad, pen. Always take a notepad and a pen whenever you are with your father. Get up earlier. It's the wisdom of God to get up early and be alone with him. Why? Because it's quieter. There's nothing stealing your attention. So there's just three things already that I've mentioned that we've already, I'm not saying all of us, where people miss it, and there's an opportunity right there to walk either in the flesh or in the spirit. What about the people who get up on the last minute, rush for work, get to work on the last minute? Well, that's not the wisdom of God either. That's wrong decisions. Get up earlier. And did you know the Lord said to me a couple of years ago, he said to me, do what I tell you to do, go where I tell you to go, and you will intercept all the things I've laid up for you. Okay. We all want to prosper. We all want to do well. We all want to be healed. We all want to have a spouse. We all want to have kids. We all want to have the perfect job. But are you doing the daily moves to put you on that path to intercept that? Because God's path for you is perfect. That path was already laid up for you before the foundation of the world. He'd already written in the book of Psalms 139, he actually says that he has written down the days of, he's written in his book every single day of your life before you've even lived one. We weren't even here yet. We weren't even conceived or thought of yet. He did. He already designed our life for us. He already knew everything we needed to do. So God's path is the winning path. It's the path of making the right choice every time. It's also the hardest thing to do. But the point of my message tonight is to open this up to you so that you can see in what area we're missing it as well. Why are we not prospering? Why are we not walking in the healing? Why are we not walking in the deliverance? Why is our marriage failing? No, not ours. Ours is awesome. Why are our kids running astray? Why are our finances a mess? Why, I can give you 101 things, and I'm sure you can think of your own things as well. Why are you struggling to find a job? Why? There's so many whys. Why? Because are the decisions that you're making on a daily basis, are they keeping you on the path that God laid up for you? Or are they keeping you in the world? An opportunity comes up. I know none of our people do this, so this is fine, but an opportunity comes up and you want to buy something, but you don't want to use the cash right now, so let's get a loan. I mean, let's think about this now. Is that wise? No. The wise thing to do is not to do the loan. The wise thing to do is to go to your father and ask him for direction. If it is something that you really need, ask him, because he knows the desires of your heart and he's already laid up a plan for you to acquire that. He already said that if you follow me, do what I tell you to do, you will intercept all the things I've laid up for you. The awesome thing about God is he withholds no good thing from us. No good thing. So if there's something in your heart and you want it, wouldn't it have been his desire for you to have it if it would make you happy? But it's not his desire for you to make debt to get that. He has another way. So there's the difference now. Do you go the world's way and make the debt? Or do you go God's way and believe for it? Because I can promise you, when you make that conscious decision in every action to choose his way, he's going to guide you further and further till you intercept that thing, and it'll be debt-free. So other areas that I know that a lot of us are struggling in is in the emotional side of it. I mean, how many times do we encounter someone who says something to us and hurts our feelings? What does the flesh say? I'm going to get back at you. Or I'm going to speak the first thing that comes out of my mouth. So what do you gain out of that? More strife? No, you don't want more strife. The wisdom of God, or the right decision, because the wisdom of God is always the right decision. The right decision is forgive that person immediately and walk away. We're always going to be in different situations, so it's not always going to work the same for everyone in every situation, but it's good to know that in every situation, you have two choices. You have the right choice and you have the wrong choice. Everything. There's no gray area. There's no blaming anyone or whatever the case may be. You have an opportunity to go onto that path of God's or go continuously on the path of the world. And the world's way, there's just destruction and there's lack. So years ago, the Lord gave me a illustration, and he was actually showing me the importance of feeding on the word, the difference of what feeding on the word does to the brain. And it's actually because of that picture that he gave me, I was thinking of this now, where he showed me two sides of a brain. The one side was beautiful, blossomed full of flowers, and it was bright colors and looked healthy. And the other side was dull colors, and there was no flowers, there was thorns and thistles, and this is now a brain split in two, okay? And he was saying, when you focus on the word and you're reading the word and you're speaking the word, your brain is like a beautiful garden. You're planting seeds and you are changing your mindset, and you are literally walking out. You're doing what the word is telling you to do. You are going to see what God wants you to see. You're going to start living the life that he has for you. But when you don't, then you're entering into the world's way. And the world's way, there's just corruption and there's loss and lack and everything. So in thinking of that, I thought about right choices. You're going to have a fork in the road. There's going to be, you're going to either go the right way, God's way, or you're going to go the wrong way, which is the world's way. And on the right way, this is the really cool thing though. And this is where the difficult part comes in, because on the right way, you don't immediately see all the good things on it. God's smart like that. He's not trying to lure you in. He's wanting you to trust him. So you could say in the first, say, kilometer of that road, you're not going to see anything good on that path if you looked ahead on that, because it's straight. You're not going to see it. It's clear. But if you continue on that path, because that's the thing about our Father and trusting him, is continuing with him. So that path, only after, say, a kilometer, I'm just, I don't know if it's a kilometer, but anyway, it's just further down. You can't see that far. That's hence where the faith and the trust comes in. Eventually, after staying steadfast with him, you will see the house, the car, the spouse, the healing, the job, the city you must live in, your children, healing for your marriage, whatever. You'll start seeing that. But the left-hand side, this is the thing about the devil. He's very deceptive. He will start putting the abundance at the beginning of the road so that he can lure you in. And he's going to promise you everything. The world's desires, the lusts of the flesh, abundance, which comes in the form of a loan or whatever the case may be, because it's instant gratification. That's the whole thing about the world's way. It's instant gratification and it comes with consequences. God's way is the total opposite. It is steadfastness and being patient, trusting in him and seeing what you want in the end. But Satan's is right in the front because he grabs you like that. He knows you're visual, you're emotional. You're going to grab hold of that because we want stuff now. So we make decisions according to that. And so you stay on the path of the world. And what has the world got to offer? Nothing except for lack, sickness, disease, divorce, children running amok, losing our jobs, for people are going through retrenchments, companies are closing down. Because why? We're not following the path of God. We are following the ways of the world. So if you had to look at how you live your life, because this has actually made me sort of like, and I'm going to tell you the same thing I told one of the ladies at work today. I'm really preaching this message for myself today because I feel like it's an area I need to improve in. So I have to evaluate myself and go, I want certain things. We want to see ourselves in a certain place in a certain period of time. How are we going to get to that certain place? It's going to take being diligent. It's going to take being consistent. It's going to take being obedient. It's going to take making those right choices when it's hard to make those choices. When it says, get up at 4:30, get into word. When it says, don't look at your phone when you wake up. Drink water in the morning, don't drink coffee. Why? Because when you do drink coffee, you moan about it every time. So, you know, that's the thing about the human race. They will do things that hurt them, but they enjoy it, so they keep doing. It's the same as drugs and alcohol. Those things given like an instant gratification then, but it doesn't last. And the problem is still there. Where God's path is deliverance from all of that. So you never ever have to fall into that ever again. So where are we missing it? We're missing it in, first of all, we're not reading our Bibles. How many of us can definitely say we've heard the Lord say to us, read your word? And how many of us ignored that and carried on with what we were doing? I'm guilty of it. So I'm being honest. I've done that plenty times. How many times I need to listen to a teaching. And then the Holy Spirit is talking to you. You need to listen to a teaching. You feel empty. There's the answer. Listen to a teaching. How many times do we ignore that? He's helping us. He's pushing us. Because this is how amazing he is. God is always going to help you to stay on his path. Always. Satan's always going to try and distract you. The hard part is making the decision to follow the hard part, which is to listen to the teaching. Your flesh does not want to do that. Of course it doesn't. The word says it's disobedient, rebels against God. It will do that. But if you are born again and you've got Jesus living inside of you, you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got the strength to withstand that and to follow through and do what God is telling you to do. He's doing it for your own good. Yes, sometimes we don't feel like listening because we almost feel like sometimes you come home from work and you're really tired. You've had a long day. There's so much stress and you feel like you need to unwind. And I remember me saying this. I think I said this to Trevor one night. I came home and I was like, I was exhausted. I think it was during Ironman season. I was so tired. And the last thing I wanted to do was listen to a teaching or read word. And I used the words, I need to de-stress. And I heard the Lord say to me, you can't de-stress without my word. And I'm like, not right now, Lord. Not right now. But the truth is, the simple things that are right in front of us to do, we ignore them. And they are actually there for us to prosper. They are there for us to stay on that path to intercept those things that we are believing for. You cannot and you will never intercept the things you want in your walk if you are not walking a consistent path with God. If he tells you, go left, you go left. If he tells you, stop, you stop. If he tells you, those aren't choice people to be with. Those are not choice people to be with. If he tells you, go to church, he's saying, go to church. If he's saying, go and apologize to that person, go and apologize to that person. There is something that happens when you obey God. It's almost like we were talking the one day about there's this grace to give, that when you give, especially when God tells you to, there's an anointing for that. It's I don't know how to explain it. How do you explain that feeling you get when that anointing comes on you to give? It's like very powerful. And that's the same thing that happens when you hear God talk to you and you obey him promptly. There's an anointing to obey him. There's an anointing to do what he's telling you to do. There is a courage and a boldness and a power that comes with that if you're willing to step out and do it. And yes, even in the simple thing of just drinking the glass of water and not drinking the coffee. Because believe it or not, drinking the coffee when you wake up, there are no health benefits at all. Would you believe, not that this is anything to do with my message, but it causes chaos in your body. Your body, literally, when you drink caffeine, and we are all drinking coffee after this. I know, it's very bad. But believe it or not, I didn't know this. This is what I've learned recently. And I knew coffee wasn't healthy, but I heard that a renowned Christian doctor, she actually said that your body, when you drink coffee, when you are sick, your body jumps in and it starts attacking the germs or whatever. It does the exact same thing when you drink coffee because it doesn't know. It just sees an enemy coming. And that's what your body does. You're not really supposed to be drinking coffee. So now that you know that, you're going to be held accountable for that. I'm just saying. Anyway, as we learn things, God is going to hold us accountable for those things. Like Trev and I have been focusing on eating healthier to get healthier, and he's going to hold us accountable for that as well, because we know what to do, and if we don't do it, we're going to suffer the consequences of it, just like it is with everything else. But back to the anointing part. When he tells you to do something, don't be stubborn. Go and do it. You are the one that's going to benefit from it. It may be hard, because who wants to apologize when someone's really upset you? Who? Nobody wants to. It's hard. It's really hard. And it doesn't feel nice, but you do feel better afterwards. And we are called to be peacemakers, not to create extra strife. Because Satan's the one that's behind the strife, and he's the one that wants to cause the division. I can think of 101 opportunities where we miss an opportunity to walk God's path, which is basically just in the spirit anyway. It's when God tells you to do something and you follow through, you can literally tell yourself, I am walking in the spirit of God. There is a reward at the end of that. Not that we live for the reward, but there are rewards for being obedient, because the word says that he is the reward of those who diligently seek him. And when you walk out to obey him in everything he tells you to do, you will be rewarded for that. I mean, I know a lot of you are quite young, so you don't have kids. But for us who do have kids, when you are telling your child to do something and they don't obey, you're only telling them because you know, more than likely by experience, why they mustn't do that, because you've been down that path, you've seen the outcome of it. So you're trying to protect them. It's the same with God. God has seen everything. He knows what's going to happen in every situation. So it doesn't make sense to not listen to someone who's gone ahead of us He's seen it all. He's heard it all. He knows it all. So you choosing to not follow through with him is basically just saying, my flesh is way more important to me than obeying God. And at the end of that is just death. There's no life attached to that. There's only death in the world. It's busy decaying in everything, in businesses, in families, in the world itself, the earth, everything is busy decaying. Why would you want to participate in that when you could be following God and participating in the life that he brings? So, yes, I want you to walk away tonight really looking at your daily activities, because if you can be faithful in the little, you'll be faithful in much. If you are faithful in the, I know it sounds funny, but drinking the glass of water instead of the coffee, my goodness, you'll be faithful in waking up earlier to get into word. Because let's be honest, life is busy and we don't have time all the time. I mean, I work a full-time job, I come home, and then, I mean, Trevor and I sit and we do ministry stuff a lot of the times together, and it's late nights. So, yes, there's some times to get into word, but sometimes you're tired. And the Lord's saying, when's the best time? In the morning. Get up earlier. No one's there to bother you. There's no ministry work. There's no job. There's no nothing except you and him. So you get up earlier, you spend time with him. There you've obeyed him. And what's the benefit of it? You've just fed on word. You've fed on that life that's going to sustain you for the day. Imagine if you did that every single day. And I know a lot of us do that already, but for those who don't and you're struggling to find time to get into word, get up half an hour earlier. It'll make a huge difference to you. Just read the word, spend time with him, and then make a point that no matter what you do, do everything, and when I say this, do everything slowly, I don't mean like deliberately slowly, but when it comes to reacting to things, what people say, people do, life is so busy, so we want to react so quickly, and you can't always take back something that's come out of your mouth. To slow down. People are out there to hurt you. Don't be fooled by that. The world is dark, and I'm not saying that to be negative, but there's a lot of persecution, especially for the Christians. You don't need to participate in that. You can just live your life making the right choice every time. And the Holy Spirit will help you. He will help you and alert you if something is not right, this person is... You know, you'll get that uneasy feeling inside of yourself. Like, listen for that. I remember years ago, just a testimony quickly, and I think I might have to have spoken about this a long time ago. Years ago, I was driving, I think I went home, I took Haley to the doctor or something when she was still quite small, and where we were coming out from the doctor, there was like a robot, and I was... I was right by the robots, and I had to turn into our main road, Cape Road, and our robots had turned green, and it was my turn to go, and I heard the Lord say, stop, and I'm thinking, it's a green robot, stop, and I stopped. And this taxi came flying through the red robot. And had I pulled away in that moment, I would have been dead today. Haley would have been dead as well. But because he said stop, and it made no sense to me at all. There's cars behind me. It's one of those robots that doesn't stay green long. So you're thinking, I've got to get back to work. I've got to hurry. The flesh is saying, go, go, go. Go, go, go would have been dead for me. And... that's what I'm talking about. You have a moment to make a decision. Never, ever rush any decision. I don't care who's pushing you to make a decision. It's the devil that's always in a rush. God's not in a rush. You don't need to be in a rush. You are children of light. You don't need to be in a rush with anything. Take your time, even for reacting to people, what they say, especially like in marriages. And I'm not talking about Trevor and I, because we're like so cool, but just joking. I mean, we are cool, but in marriages, like watch how you talk to your spouses. And if they say things that usually trigger you, don't react to it, because that's what they're there for, to get a reaction. We're trying to do things differently, yeah, so that we can walk on the path that God has laid up for us. Because guess what, guys and girls? Everything that God designed for you, like when he thought about you, just think about this for a second. When he was in heaven and he was busy designing you and crafting you and writing all your days of your life in his book, he knew who your wife or your husband would be, your kids would be, your color of your hair. He knew every single thing. He knew what he wanted you to do. Everything that he designed for your life is just perfect and good. I mean, it even says so in Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plans that he has for you. Why? Because he's the one that designed them. They're only good plans. But you can't intercept that unless you follow him in everything. And it's going to be simple little choices every single day. If you can't be obedient in the little things, how are you going to be obedient in the big things? The simple drinking the water instead of the coffee in the morning. Guys, I'm talking to myself here. Okay, so I'm just mentioning that. But as I'm saying, his path has your house that you want on it. The car you want, the job you want, the healing you want, the deliverance you want, the children you want to bear, the spouse, the holiday, the dream holiday, the dream wedding, the dream engagement ring, the dream everything. It's there. You have that in your heart because he put that there in the first place. You'll never ever intercept it if you don't choose to walk in his ways. So I was actually going to read so many scriptures to you, but not going to, because we're out of time for that. But just know that I'm not joking, literally about 50 scriptures here that talk about choosing the right path, following him, not leaning on our own understanding. Your understanding sucks, okay? Really, don't lean on it. It's going to run you into a mistake after a mistake after a mistake. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, not you. So I hope that you guys got something out of this message, and I hope that you will sit and evaluate your day, even if it means tonight when you go home, write down some stuff and say, hey, this is an area I need to change. Even if it's one thing you change to start off with first, one change will turn into two, will turn into three, will turn into four. But if you never change one thing, you'll never change anything. Let's get onto that path that God has designed for us, because that's where prosperity is. That's where overflow is. That's where healing is. That's where successful marriages are. That's where full churches are. That's where the anointing is and the power of God. So let's just close off in a word of prayer, and then we can go off and spend some time in good fellowship. Father, we just thank you that we could come together tonight again for family night. You know how much I love family night. I've just never been the same since you've given me that illustration of us all being like brothers and sisters, and you are our Father, and we just spend time with you. Father, I just thank you that this word that I got to speak tonight, I pray that it's given them something to think about. And I pray that it keeps giving them something to think about and shows them how easy it is to actually walk in your ways. Simple little choices that we need to make on a daily basis. We can do it. Your word gives us the strength and the power and the courage to walk out your ways. Lord, I just thank you that as we leave here tonight, that we are covered by your angels. They are encamped around us. We are never out of your sight. We are safe, protected. We are always provided for. Lord, I just thank you that as from this day forth, the changes that we are about to make in our lives, they are putting us on that path to intercept everything that you've laid up for us, because you love us so much and you just want to see us succeed. And I thank you, Lord, for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, guys. Awesome.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.